Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I'm not going to talk to you about the magazine. You can pick that up and read it for yourself. You can go to the website, entrepreneur.com. We're going to talk about stuff that's happening in my life. That's right. Because I am an entrepreneur, like many of you. But I'm kind of one of those crazy lunatic fringe entrepreneurs that I get myself into all kinds of shiznit. Believe me, I don't even know how I'm alive. I shouldn't be. I'm living on the 11th life of a cat that only had nine. Anyway, Melanie Gass is with us. She is the small business technologist and her podcast, Expand with Tech. And then you put the .com and you can find it and listen to it. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Alan. And I love the music. Awesome music.
Well, we get lucky. We get to play bumper music, which I think it makes the flavor of the show. So I'm glad we get to have fun with it. Let me tell you about my my weekly stuff I'm dealing with, okay? Because you're my guru.
Okay.
You're my mentor when it comes to the tech stuff. She's the only one I can call, you guys, that will actually take my call. Everybody else said, leave me alone. Anyway, so recently my 90-year-old dad and my 87-year-old mom are still in business, okay? And recently they said, okay, well, you know, now that we're getting bad memories and can't hardly walk and all the other things that go along with being 90 years old, and believe me, my dad is still working. He's just decided, though, and the board has decided that they should probably put somebody in charge that's a little bit of a businessman because, you know, he's 90 and he can't remember hardly anything anymore. And so they said they picked me. And I'm like, well, does it come with a paycheck? Anyway, but I go, all right, you know, he's my dad and I should keep an eye on them. And I'm like, okay. So as I wander forth into the darkness of my dad's business, I start going, Dad, we live in a world of technology. What have you been doing? You know, you still use an abacus, for goodness sake. But, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I have to put systems and processes in place. And it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like there's just so much bizarre stuff. I thought I was a little bit behind because I'm 57, but he's 90. And I think to myself, people of my age are at least a little bit with it. You know what I mean? But the folks that are this old, they are kind of technology adverse. They're just like, they're a little bit afraid of it. It's done nothing but screw them with, you know, all kinds of, you know, things that they've had to deal with. What is an upgrade, you know? Why do I have to upgrade? I'm perfectly happy with what I have. I was like, Dad, no, you got to do that. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I said, Dad, here's what I said to him. I said, Dad, look, hackers are entrepreneurs, too. They want to make money, so they're going to steal your stuff, and that's why you got to keep upgrading, and you got to have a firewall. We don't have any fires. I'm like, no, Dad. You know, it's kind of fun. It's actually such a challenge. It's kind of fun to try and, you know, explain this stuff as I have to put it into place anyway since now I'm the CEO. But it's kind of fun to explain and have him go, oh, well, that's brilliant. I'm like, well, thank you. But I'm only giving him the most basic stuff you can imagine, right? Anyway, so what about talking about here with you about how to start like a technology plan? What is it? Why do we need it? How do we help me tell my dad and my mom what I'm doing? Maybe we just start right there.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're telling everyone about your dad, because typically when groups like your dad and others start their business, the mentors tell them that they need a business plan. But the templates available for the business plan most likely don't include the technology component, because at the time they were written, that wasn't a thing, where now it is. So the way that I try and explain a technology plan is that take the business plan and whatever your goals are and figure out what you need from a technology standpoint to support it. But you know, as you've already said, it's imperative. It's something that you absolutely have to have as part of your business anytime you set a goal.
You know what this reminds me of? A couple years ago, we remodeled our house, my wife and I. And she said, I want to bring an interior designer and a person that can help us to do this right. And I'm like, what do we need that for? You put a couch over there and you put the lamp over there. And the lady comes in and she goes, who's working on your lighting plan? And I'm like, lighting plan? I'm just going to put a light over here and a light over there. And she's like, oh, no, you have to have a lighting plan. I was like, you're crazy, lady. Let me tell you, I am so glad we hired her. Our house is beautiful because we had a lighting plan. You know, it's like plan for things, people. We'll take a little break. Melanie Gass is with us. Small business technologist, her podcast you can listen to. Find her on the web at expandwithtech.com. You're listening to Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
All right, we're back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly every week, coming to you, helping you to learn some of the things that you know you need to learn. Whether you learn it the hard way or the easy way, that's your choice. Melanie Gass is with us, small business technologist, expand with tech.com. I almost said expand with health. No, it's expand with tech. If you want to be healthy. You know, it's funny how much stress we have on us. And, you know, entrepreneurs, we have like our stress meters get broken sometimes. And we have enough stress. It's like radiation from Chernobyl. The average person would just burn up, right? But entrepreneurs, somehow we can just – we're like cockroaches. You can't kill us with nothing. But until one day we have internal human combustion and they're like, what happened over there? Oh, that's an entrepreneur exploded. They happen all the time. Anyway. All right. So here we are. It is December. It is a great time to have some downtime. And in the industry that I have been in for many years, which is the auto industry, in December, they like start shutting down about mid through the month. And it's like everybody goes, we don't know where they go. They hide, they go up north, they go wherever they go, but they are gone. You can't reach them. If your head was on fire, it doesn't matter. So you might as well just say, all right, I've got downtime. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to upgrade my technology. I'm going to work on a plan. Where do we start? Do you have some sort of a roadmap or anything that we can work with?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is to think about what your goals are for next year and then start to think about the technology that you need. So there are a couple of key things to think about. For example, do you need to do some research and figure out what solutions are out there that are affordable for you?
Yeah,
and
that's you. You're my research. Keep going.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, and I got to tell you, she told me she's got a roadmap that's free for all of us. So that's why I used her word. Do you have a roadmap? Yeah, yes, I do. How did you know, Alan?
Yes, and I made it in the simplest version possible. You could get very granular, but I made it very easy to follow along.
Okay, well, you know what? Thank God, because I got one side of my head right now that has got no hair, and I really feel like I need these next 2 weeks for the holidays to let the hair grow out, where I pulled it out once I saw my dad's business. So I got this kind of, I'm going to shave, you know. Anyway, so we're going to go get this roadmap at expandwithtech.com. And so anyway, continue.
Yes. And as you go through this roadmap, it'll ask questions like, have you identified the solution? Do you know what you need? Is training going to be required? And who the heck is planning on using what you are hoping to acquire for your technology to support that business goal? Because a lot of times it could just be you as the business owner, or it could be a staff of people that are going to use it, but you might want to have them involved in the decision-making process for that solution. So thinking about who those people are in the beginning helps you in the long run.
Oh, my God. So here's what I've learned, everybody. I just have to stop myself and go, here's my lesson for the week. My lesson for the week is this. If you don't include the people that you are going to be forcing this stuff on. They are going to be angry, bitter, and not want to do it. But if you include them from the very beginning and you allow them to even let it be a little bit of their idea, if you just say, hey, I think we need a new technology plan. What do you think? Yes, boss, that's a great idea. Because you know what? Everybody knows they need to continue to move upward and onward and upward we go if we keep, you know, kind of upgrading and learning and educating ourselves as to, you know, like I heard about this, what, this WannaCrypt, this virus,
yeah.
Right? And it's like, oh, that scares yeah. the living hell out of me, viruses, you know? It's like, what the hell is a virus? I know that hackers, those wonderful entrepreneurs, they're creating these viruses. And but I, you know, I got to know how to stay up with the plan and the times to be able to protect myself, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, for example, your average computer, Alan, can have 70 applications, whether it's a printer software or a word editing software, but there are on average of 70 applications. But the most amazing thing is for something simple like Adobe PDF Reader, we don't want to see those pop-ups come up all the time, so we just snooze them and try and forget about them. But those are the ways that viruses attack.
Okay, you just
software.
Scared the living hell out of me. It's like, are you watching me? Hang tight. We're going to talk more with Melanie Gass. ExpandWithTech.com. Go download the free roadmap. It's free. We need the help. You know it. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Be right back with more Melanie Gass.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Okay, it's December 2017, in case you're listening to the podcast in 2018. Do you have your technology plan down? Well, then what is it? You should already know it. Why do you need it? That's what we're talking about with Melanie Gass, a small business technologist. These viruses, they're scary. Here's a little stat for you. There are an average of 70 applications installed on a laptop, and 60% of the computers receive viruses because their software wasn't updated. And I am one of those guys. She said it before we went out on commercial break there. I just kind of go, eh, not now, later. I have a computer, feel like I just got it, like, I don't know. It feels like I've had it 6 months, and I realize I've had it 3 years. And I have for three yeah. years clicked that thing that says, go away, don't bother me now. You know, I don't understand it, and I'm waiting for my IT guy to come, and when he comes in, he talks to me about something, and then I forget, and I'm just completely wide open. It's like the front door of my house is open, my bank account and checkbook and cash and gold and silver and stocks and bonds are sitting on the kitchen table. You might as well just let the hackers take them. Put a sign in the front yard, you know? It's terrible, isn't it?
It is, but in the technology world, we call it user error.
User idiotic, idiot, you know? That, I'll say it to myself because I know it. Sad.
Well, and from an employee perspective and a business owner perspective like yourself, it is so frustrating to constantly see those pop-ups and the updates. And depending on the operating system that you have, you can actually set them at a certain time so that you don't see them, but they still download, they keep your computers up to date, and also give you peace of mind from virus attacks because the software is constantly updated for the applications that you use.
Yeah, it's so funny because I have a lot of techie friends like you because of the stuff I did with Microsoft where you used to work.
Right.
And I send something to one of my friends the other day, and he sends me back, you know, like a little emoji or something, and it's a question mark in a box. So I reply, what's the question mark in the box mean? And he says, you haven't upgraded your phone yet, have you? And I go, no. It's like they know exactly, the tech people know exactly when you have. And it's so funny because I am so lazy, and it's not, I have to make an excuse. It's not because I'm stupid. Oh, yes, it is. But I will actually go, it'll give you the choices. You know, like, do you want to wait 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week? And I'm like, 1 hour, yes. 1 hour. Because I don't want to forget. I know I need to do it. I know I need to do it. But my hair is on fire, and I've got to finish what I'm doing. And then I got a lunch appointment. Then I got a phone call I'm going to be late for. Like, I was late to talk to you already. You know, it's like I'm trying my best to get all these things done. And I'm like, I'm running late every second. I'm running. No, get out of the way. I've got an interview I got to do right now. It's so funny. It's like that's how the entrepreneur lives. And we live in that, that fight or flight mode. And these little niggly things that our whole company, our whole business can be destroyed by clicking not now.
It's very true, and there are many different studies that are out there, but what I can tell you is that professional liability insurance on average for an entrepreneur business is about $1 million. But a breach where customer information is taken, if you're sued, you could be put out of business, and it's possible that your professional liability insurance doesn't cover, and it's all because you didn't update software on your computer and a hacker came in and attacked it.
What about if manufacturers no longer offer the update for that version?
That's a really great point, because sometimes there's specialty applications. I'm thinking in the automotive industry, for example. You know, you have an application that was created by a manufacturer and it's 10 years later and they just don't offer it. They went out of business. That's when it's time to upgrade. Upgrade the solution. People hate change. I understand that. But to protect your business and to keep your business successful long term, it's important to continue to look at options and invest with them over the course of time.
I want you to know I hate this stuff. I hate it. I hate it.
I know. You're not alone. I know. There are many people that join you in that.
But so it's so funny because I am hopelessly addicted to it. It's like the drug addict saying, I hate this drug, but give me some more quick. So I don't know. It's just such a funny place to be where the human creature is such a stubborn thing. And we love our technology, but why is it that we feel like, you know, and maybe it's because we've heard somebody say this, oh, I updated it and never worked right again, right? So, I mean, you hear that one time and you're like, oh, God, you hold the, you know, the cross up to the update bar. It's like, no, I'm not going to update. No way. It's going to never work again. It's like we hear one little thing that maybe wasn't even true. Maybe they didn't do it right. I don't know. What is it? Why is it in our heads like that?
In past years, you used to hear, I'm waiting until the first update comes out, because when the first update comes out, then I know it's good. They've worked out all of their bugs.
Yeah.
And that isn't the case anymore, but it was back in those days. But our mind tends to stay in the time capsule of the time when things were different. Mm. Nowadays, it's okay to change, because when that first version comes out, it has automatic updates continuously included. So that time where you were waiting a year for that update isn't the same anymore. Right. You're waiting a week, if at most, for a new patch to come out.
Everyone needs a Melanie Gass to be able to call and talk them off the ledge the way Melanie does for me. Expandwithtech.com. You can download the free roadmap. You're going to maybe talk to us about that roadmap on the other side. Show us how easy it is.
Yes.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, part of Entrepreneur Magazine and Entrepreneur Media. We'll be right back. I'm in love.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
By the way, this song is Loverboy, Working on the Weekend. That's what we're doing. This radio show is on Saturday or Sunday, depending on what radio station around the country, or it's on Tuesday afternoon, depending on if you're listening to it as a podcast later on. Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere, the website, entrepreneur.com. This radio show is called Entrepreneur Weekly. It's a weekly radio show, all right? It's really pretty easy. Melanie Gass is here with us, small business technologist. Her website, expandwithtech.com. She has a roadmap. It is free. You can download it. This show is airing in December, in case the podcasters are wondering. And so that means that people have downtime to be able to do some prep for the new year. 70% of buying decisions are made through online research. expandwithtech.com is a great place if you want to come up with that technology plan we're talking about. All right, let's walk through a little bit of your roadmap so people can get an idea of, you know, you say it's easy. Prove it.
Well, we start with the easiest, okay. Meaning what is your goal? And you might have multiple goals for next year, but it is a goal to improve efficiencies in your business. Is it to have customer service offering that isn't just a spreadsheet of orders in one and customers in another, and you figure out how to match them up to send an email? But we figure out what is your goal. So the number one thing is take the existing goal that you know that you want to do and plug it into the spreadsheet.
Oy.
Try and make it easy, Alan.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is what I've done, and that's why, of course, I have friends like yourself, is I've tried to find somebody that is their expertise. And so
yes.
I do a very, very, as you know me, very small amount of research. Usually it's hearing somebody saying, hey, your technology is really old. There's my research. Okay. I know I need to update. And then I'll call somebody like Melanie Gass, and I'll go, all right, where do I start? So that's what this roadmap is about. And then I feel like I want to update my computer, so I try to keep up with things. And then, you know, you hear the old rumors that Apple computers don't get viruses. And I don't think that's true, is it?
No, they do. They definitely do. But we don't hear about them as much in the mainstream media because, generally speaking, from a market share perspective, when we look at Apple versus Windows, for example, Windows has a much larger market share.
Right.
So when the virus hits, that's when you tend to hear it in mainstream media more than you would Apple version.
Right, because hackers are entrepreneurs too. They want the biggest market. I love that.
They do. And from a research and statistical perspective, your information on a Windows computer is worth more than it is on a Mac.
What? Wow. So it is a commodity to the hackers at the end of the day.
It is. There is a whole black market. And Alan, if you want to become a budding entrepreneur into that market space, Crimeware kits are available for you to purchase. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing, right? Unreal. Okay, so we got a spreadsheet and we can fill. And so is it something that is going to make my eyeballs roll upside down in their head? Or, I mean, is it pretty simple? Did you make it simple for us?
It's pretty simple. And in fact, for example, one of the questions I have is, after your business goal is, do you have a technology solution now? Meaning you can click on that little cell in Excel and choose yes or no. So I tried to make it as easy as I possibly could. But, it's not an end-all, be-all. But what it does is help you think about the major things when it comes to technology that are going to support your business goals.
Right.
So, for example, Alan, if you decide with your gym that you need some kind of membership platform because you need to keep track of when they're signing in and you want to create marketing campaigns toward them, you might need to do some research on what solutions are out there. So immediately you go to the internet browser and you type in gym membership platforms or gym membership technology solutions, and you get all these different companies. But that becomes some research that you do and some trials that become part of it that you want to think about. So the goal of this plan is to just help guide you in the right direction with some major buckets of items to think about in the process.
So what she's talking about, I went to go buy a building and there was a gym in it. And Alan owns a gym now. I only wanted to buy the building, and the guy made me such a deal I couldn't refuse. And so I own a gym, and the people look at me and they go, you own a gym? You're fat. And I go, I know, I just bought it. Give me a break. I'm not starting until after Christmas. I got some fudge to eat, But it's like, but you're 100% right. She nailed it. She happens to know a little bit about me because she knows I bought a gym, and I know nothing about running a gym. But I know this for a fact. The guy that used to run the gym, nice guy, he had no technology. His technology is like, you know, I mean, it's 15 years old. The computers that were in there, I don't even know how they're running. There was so much dust inside the computers. It's like, how do people live in today's world without making some kind of update to their technology? I don't know how they survive. And you know what? He didn't, did he? Because he just sold it to me for almost nothing, right? And you know what I'm doing? What are the first thing I do? Honest to God, this is actually a really good story. First thing I did, my son-in-law, who's 24 years old, he says, oh, my God. I mean, it's like because he grew up in technology, right? He says, well, we need to get, you know, one of these little things that, you know, you slide the credit card in. It goes into, the top of a, what do you call it, little iPad thing. And that way, you know, everything happens. And it's like it just started with one thing. You just start moving towards technology. And guess what? One thing leads to the other. It's like putting one foot in front of the other, right?
It definitely is. And sometimes going through a process like that of adopting technology can feel very overwhelming. And you know, the way that this technology plan is designed is that if you think about major things, you can give that sheet to a professional and let them walk you through the process and get it done for you.
Right.
But at least you've gone through initial major thoughts that have come across when you're thinking about your business goal and what you need from a technology standpoint to support it. Mm.
Well, I can say that it's funny you talked about the gym because that's where I'm at right now is I've got to do all this research. Fortunately, I have, you know, my son-in-law who's coming to me. I tasked him with bring this gym into the 21st century because right now it's barbells and grunting people in there. You know, it's like, but we have a lot of cool technology with some of the equipment that the guy did buy. The equipment is technology rich. And then he's got everything right down to the barbells, which a lot of people come because they want the old school way of, you know, kind of working out with just barbells. Right. Wow, he's been missing the boat to be able to communicate with his customers in a rich way. That data that we can be mining from our members and communicating with them and offering them, you know, the tanning bed, you know, special going into the holidays. And your technology will actually enable you to make more money and be more efficient. We're talking with Melanie Gass, small business technologist. We'll be right back with one last segment. Stay with us.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
What I want, you've got. Oh, well. You know, what I want, you've got, Melanie. Melanie Gass joining us. I'm not all in oats, but I love this song. Melanie Gass with a small business technologist. What we want, she's got. It's a roadmap. It's all free at our website, expandwithtech.com. And as we wrap down our conversation with you, because Chase Jarvis is coming up next and he's going to be taking, of course, he takes people's calls and turns them into great information so people can call in and ask questions on that. Expandwithtech.com, again, free roadmap. Final tips with the downtime for the holidays. What you got for us?
The number one thing is to double check and see what your software settings are for automatic updates. And set it and forget it, but make sure it's not just the operating system, it's all of the applications as well. Even the ones you don't think that you need to update, make sure they're updated so that you're protected and ready to go for the new year.
Set it and forget it, right? Set it and forget it. Are you sure? You promise that's the way? Are you sure? I'm scared.
Yes, you can set it and forget it.
Okay, all right. It's scary.
Yes, I know. So that's my tip number one. My tip number two is to get a head start on anything that you are not comfortable with 100% when it comes to your applications, meaning if you've always been wanting to learn how to do something that takes you longer than you wish it did, go online, find a 2-minute tutorial on how to do it quicker and more efficiently. So that way you can start to save time incrementally over the year, and you'll be surprised. I mean, learning a new trick in an email or learning a new trick in Excel or Word, for example, or any other product that you use can save you hours of time at the end of next year. So it's great to use that downtime and get ahead today to prepare for the next year.
Mm. It's so funny because I watch my kids, they learn everything. I saw my son, he's a photographer. I saw him watching, you know, videos. I'm like, what do you mean watching videos for hours? He goes, Dad, I'm learning how to do something here. I'm like, but you're watching videos.
Yeah.
He goes, exactly. I'm learning. Thank you. To me, it's like you're watching videos. I'm sitting there laughing in the corner. Some guy's slipping on ice. And, you know, it's like that's watching videos. No, they watch videos to learn. These younger people do. And so as I'm older and I'm probably thinking that I'm only having, you know, an older audience. No, she's right. These videos, they'll teach you how to do things quickly. And, you know, it's like you have to embrace that because that is the way we can learn quickly without having to take a class, you know. And it's like literally it is a mini class, right?
Yeah, it becomes a mini class. And the best part is you get a visual representation of what you're doing
right,
rather than paper step by step. And you can pause it, test it out at the time that you're seeing the video. So that way you're remembering it as you go and the memory sets in and you're able to reuse it over the course of the next year.
How did you get so smart? I love that. It's so simple. You know, it's just so funny to think to myself, you know, I watch my kids and I think they're so brilliant. And the reality is that anybody can be that brilliant if they just choose to use the tools in front of them. Like in this case, it's just watching little videos, maybe pause it, like you said, go back, watch it again. I didn't understand this. I get my kids all the time. Come here. What is it? What? Oh, yeah. You know, that aha moment. Man, that changes
yes.
your life. These little aha moments.
It definitely does. And I mean, there are plenty of different subscription options out there. Even LinkedIn has a professional learning area where you can do little mini classes. It doesn't have to be on an application program. It can be a professional development opportunity for you that just happens to leverage video technology as part of it.
Mm. Tell the world what you do with your Expand with Tech podcast, because I want to, you know, help them to come and visit your podcast, listen and learn like this. And we've been having fun today. Thank you very much, by the way. But talk about Expand with Tech, the podcast.
Yeah. So Expand with Tech started out of just me wanting to help as many small business owners embrace technology. So it really is small business, entrepreneur minded focus. And each month, because it only airs monthly, but each month we talk about a new subject, and it's in a mini format of 30 minutes to help you make the most and thrive in your business using technology. In the end, Alan, it's all about making more money and succeeding in business and using technology as the gateway to it.
Beautiful. Well, she has put together for us a roadmap. It is free for that technology plan while we have a little bit of downtime. I hope that you guys have enjoyed our time with Melanie Gass. Melanie, thank you so much.
Oh, Alan, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you do not give love a bad name. You give love a good name, lady. All right. Thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hear from our friend Chase Jarvis from Creative Live. Be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, that was fun with Melanie Gass. She's a good friend. You know, we were talking about the gym that I just bought. I didn't know I was going to buy a gym. I guess the universe said, Alan, you're too fat. You need to lose some weight. So I now own a gym, and I'm going to start working out. I've done it a few times here, and I thought, man, I am really, really out of shape. But how do I find time? Because I'm so busy. And actually, that is our question for Chase Jarvis. It is time to tap into the brilliance, the entrepreneur, the man I call my friend Chase Jarvis from The Daily Creative. Chase is the co-founder of Creative Live, the world's leading online education platform for creatives and entrepreneurs like you and me, of course. You can find Chase in everything he does, along with over 10,000 hours of creative content. People like Richard Branson, Mark Cuban, Tim Ferriss, and many, 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 many others at creativelive.com. But you can get him to answer your questions by calling this phone number, 802-962-4357. That is 802-962-4357. All right, so along those lines, I've picked a perfect question coming in from Gabby. And Gabby is a very athletic person. She likes to work out a lot, but she also has a full-time job, and she would like some tips, as would I, on how to balance those things. Balance life and working out and staying healthy. Chase, what do you think?
All right, so that question from Gabby is one that I feel like I don't get enough of. And in part, it's like, how do you take care of yourself while you're working so hard? I was just sharing with a coworker. He's like, how many hours do you work? And I was like, well, I don't know, geez. And it's a lot of hours. And the reality is you can't keep up the pace that's required from sort of a modern creator, especially if you want to do this professionally. And especially if you're just getting started, you have to over-index on the work up front. And yet, the thing that is crystal clear to me is that I'm half the person that I want to be if I don't have exercise. And you've probably heard on the airline, like when you're sitting there about to take off, put your own oxygen mask on before assisting other passengers. That's the way that I think of my work. And my own oxygen mask has to do with taking care of my mind. You've seen my daily routine, or my morning routine, I think, is a video that you can find on YouTube. I think, to me, that's one of the most important things that has provided the venue for success. You've heard other videos where I've said, put yourself in a position to win. For me, the fitness aspect, the personal health, the mental health is mission critical. I'm a horrible human if I don't get exercise. And so here's the way I think about it. I'm not really compartmentalizing my life. It's all very much a blend, but there is one thing that I try and do religiously, and that is get my exercise in first thing in the morning. Because you know what happens? Life happens. That's why I focus so much on a morning routine, part of which is exercise. Because if you wait until 11 or 12, and you know, you might have some inbound mail or something's going to hijack your day. So First of all, I take care of myself, my morning routine, and part of that is physical fitness. The second thing is that if I wait till later in the day to do the things that are most important, they often get missed. So I exercise, I take care of myself, I meditate. You should watch that video. And then the first thing I do when I have a ton of energy in the morning is the thing that I want to do the least, that's the hardest. This is counterintuitive for a lot of people. I don't wait for that stuff at the end of the day. I block out time and I own my own day because my morning is my time. I'm directly responsible for my productivity, especially first thing in the morning. So, Gabby, take care of your body. If we can't exercise, we can't be productive. So, therefore, if productivity is an important part of your life, put it in front of the day, up front. As far as the rest of this life balance thing, I did another video called Work-Life Balance is a Myth. It's very controversial. It's dangerous, but I think you should watch that one too. We all want to work so hard. We all are motivated by the careers that we want to have, especially when we don't have that thing. And sometimes the thing that we don't want to do, we end up working instead of working out or working instead of eating well or sleeping. That's just a bad formula, I promise. I've tried it. It doesn't work out well. You got to take care of you. Put your own oxygen mask on before taking care of anybody else. That includes your career. That's my advice.
All right. Well, thanks to Gabby for that great question. And that answers one for me and everybody else out there along with Gabby. Now, if you want to get Chase to answer your question, just simply call 802-962-4357 and leave your question. We will try and answer it right here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Also, you can see, because he videotapes, him doing it on The Daily Creative. Again, you can find Chase and everything he does at creativelive.com. That phone number again is 802-962-4357. That's about it for me. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. Pick up the magazine, Entrepreneur. It's on newsstands everywhere. And listen to our podcast. There's many, many hours of this show podcast, as well as we're broadcast nationally around the country. So whether you're listening to one of our radio stations, thank you. Or if you're listening to our podcast, thank you too. We really appreciate it. See you next time right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.